Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Ayin Tes. We'll stop a little early for the bris, so let's get started. We're holding at the Mishnah and daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. I actually did record a shiur for yesterday. I was in the hotel in Baltimore and I just recorded a shiur. So I actually left off at the Mishnah and daf Ayin Ches Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Shechta chutzos manu v'chutzom koma kiddush alechem. If a person shechts the carbon toda, again, we were talking about the carbon toda and the lachmei toda, and the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Ches Amud Beis had told us that it's at the time of the shechita of the zevach that the lechem actually becomes kadosh. That's the determinant in terms of being mekadesh the lechem. In fact, we had a brisa that had three limudim from a pasuk in the middle of the amud, and that brisa, one of the limudim was that you need karmu paneha in order to be mekadesh lechem, but the other one was that it becomes kadosh at the shas shechitas hazevach. So building off of that mishnah that discusses the kiddush or the lechem of the lachmei toda, which by the way the last thing we had before the Mishnah was four different shitos of how to explain the machlokes between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. If you shech the karban toda, having in mind for 80, not just having in mind, but having 80 lachmei toda, do any of them become kadosh? Do 40 become kadosh? Do none become kadosh? Four ways of understanding that machlokes. So now the natural progression of the Mishnayos is: what about if you shecht, but there are problems with the way you shecht the zevach? So how does that relate to the kedusha of the lechem? Since the lechem is mekudesh at the shas shechitas hazevach, what if there are problems with the shechitas hazevach? So let's say you shechted chutz l'zmana, meaning with a machshava of chutz l'zmana. You have a machshavas pigol at the shechita, or of a chutz l'mekama, machshava of chutz l'mekama, machshavas pasul. So in both of those cases, kidesh alechem, the lechem becomes kadosh anyway. Shechtav nimtzit treifa, lo kidesh alechem. But if you shechted and it turns out that the animal is a treifa, then the lechem does not become kadosh. Shechtav nimtzit balas mum. What if you shecht and it wasn't a treifa, but it's a balas mum? So Rabbi Lezer Amar Kiddush, Chachamim Amar Lo Kiddush. Then it's a machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. So it's strange, even though when it comes to a treifa, everyone would agree, Lo Kiddush Alechem, when it comes to balas mum, it's a machlokas Tanaim. Rabbi Lezer thinks that it's going to be Kiddush Halachem. Now, what would be the determining factor whether it's Mekadesh or it's not Mekadesh? So Rashi seems to say that the determining factor is whether the psul occurs after the Shechita or not. So l'chora makes a lot of sense that if it's Nimtzeis Treifa, that it's Lo Kiddush, because the psul didn't happen just after the Shechita, the psul was there the entire time. But l'chora, the same is true by a Balmum. So why would Rabbi Eliezer disagree by a Balmum? The psul was there the entire time. So the Gemara is going to deal with that issue on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph right before the Mishnah. Says the Gemara weiter, Shechta Shalo L'shma V'chein El HaMiluim. Let's say you shechted Shalo L'shma, or similarly by the El HaMiluim, V'chein Shnei Kivsei Atzer, or by the kivsei atzeres that is shechta shalashma. So if you shech the zevach of the toda shalashma, or the ram by the miluim shalashma, or the kivsei atzeres shalashma, lo kiddush alechem. The halacha is that the breads that go along with all of these karbanos do not become kadosh with a shechita shalashma. Rashi sounds like the reason is because when you shech shalashma, you are motzi it mikdushas legamri, because you shechted it l'shem a different karbanos. And therefore, that shechita is not mekadesh lechem. You changed its very status by shechting it l'shem some other carbon instead of what it was actually for. So it sounds from Rashi that if you shecht it l'shem a carbon toda, but not your carbon toda, let's say you shecht it l'shem todas chavero, sounds from Rashi that should be okay, because Rashi says that the whole problem is that you remotzi it mekdushas legamri. You completely changed its name. You decided that you're shechting it l'shem something else. So that's why it's a problem. But if you shecht it l'shem the same karbon, but a different bailim, sounds from Rashi that it should still work. But the Mikdash David is not sure about this. He has the following chakira. Why is it that a machshava shalol shma is not mekadesh the lechem? When I shecht the karbon shalol shma, why is it that the lechem does not become kadosh? Is the reason because the very fact that you shechted it shalol shem toda, and that itself makes it that the lechem can't become kadosh? In which case, when you shecht the shem todas chavero, so it is l'shem toda, and therefore it should be okay, like it sounds from Rashi. Or is the reason that it's not Mekadesh the Lechem because it's not Olo L'Shem Chova? This Shechita didn't work for the Bailim. It didn't work for what it was intended to work for. So if it didn't work for the guy who was intended to work for, then it's not going to be Mekadesh, his Lechem. So if that were the case, then even if Hashech L'Shem told us Chaveiro, so it's not Olo the Bailim L'Shem Chova, it doesn't work for the guy who was intended to work for, and then it would be no good either. So Tali and Nach, Mikdash Tov, it says, Tali and Nach Akira, if I Shech L'Shem Karban Toda, the shame somebody else carbon toda. If you hold that the whole reason the lechem is not kadosh is that I was motzi it to a different shame, so when I shecht it for someone else's carbon toda, I wasn't motzi it for a different shame. But if you hold that the reason it's not kadosh is because it didn't work for my carbon toda, well then when I shecht it for somebody else, the shame a different bailim, so it still wasn't effective for my carbon toda. So whether the lechem would be kadosh in that situation is tali in that chakira. Okay, says the Gemara. Masnisin Mani, who is the author of our Mishnah, Reb Meir? It must be that it's Reb Meir. D'tanya, because we have the following Brisa, which where Reb Meir explicitly says exactly what it says in our Mishnah. Ze'aklal. Whenever the psul happens before the shechita, the lechem does not become kadosh. Remember, we mentioned this rule just before in the Mishnah when we were discussing why it is that if it's nimtzeis trefa, it's not kiddush, because the psul was there the whole time. If the psul was there before you did the shechita, then that shechita is not going to be mekadosh lechem. But pesulo achar shechita, kiddush lechem. If the psul only was introduced after the shechita, when the shechita was done, everything was good, and then the psul came in later, so then the lechem will become kadosh, because at the time of the shechita everything was good. Shachtu chutz zman v'chutz mekoma, kidesh lechem. If you shachtu with the machshava of chutz zman v'chutz mekoma, so the lechem does become kadosh. Shachtu v'nimtzeis treifa, lo kidesh lechem. If you shachtu, it turns out it was a treifa, probably was a treifa the entire time, therefore the psul was there the whole time, then lo kidesh lechem. Shachtu v'nimtzeis balas mum, that's where you have machlokas, Rabbi Lezer or kidesh, Rabbi Shor or lo kidesh, that if you shachtu and it turns out to be a bal mum, then you have machlokas tanaim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's how Rabbi Meir understands the shitos of Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Shua, that the machlokas is if you shecht it and it's nimtzeis balas mum. So that is exactly the way our Mishnah presented the machlokas. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that's not the machlokas. Lo nechlu Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Shua al sheshecht it and it's treifa shelo kidesh. Certainly Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Shua agree that if you shecht it and it turns out to be a treifa, it's not good, the lechem is not going to become kadosh. So far that's the same. That's what it said in our Mishnah also, that if it's nimtzeis treifa, it's lo kidesh. Val chutzlus mano shekidesh, and certainly if you shecht it with a machshava of chutzlus mano, it's kidesh. Again, so far so good. Val balmum shelo kidesh. Here's where it changes. Rabbi Yehuda says, not only that, when it comes to shechting a balmum, it's also going to be kuli alma lo pligi, that it does not become kadosh. In our Mishnah, we had that as the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer. And the Chachamim. In the Brisa, we had it as a machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. But over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is kulei alma lo pligi, shelo kidesh, when you find a balmum. Valma nechlu, so where's the machlokas? Here's another difference between the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and the Mishnah. Chutz l'makomo, there's machlokas if you have a machshava of chutz l'makomo. Rabbi Lezer amar kidesh, Rabbi Yeshua amar lo kidesh. Rabbi Lezer says it's kidesh, Rabbi Yeshua says lo kidesh. So what's the logic? Amar Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says as follows. Hol v'chutz l'zmano pasul, v'chutz l'mekomo pasul. Well, if chutz l'zmano is pasul, and chutz l'mekomo is pasul, so ma chutz l'zmano kidesh, av chutz l'mekomo kidesh. And nevertheless, when you shecht the carbon toda with a machshav of chutz l'zmano, it's still mekadesh the lechem. So when you shecht it with a machshav of chutz l'mekomo, it should also be mekadesh the lechem. Why should it be any different? That's Rabbi Eliezer's point of view within Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokas. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, hol v'chutz l'mekomo pasul, u'balmum pasul. Well, the halacha is, I know of two things that are pasul, chutz l'mekomo is pasul, and a balmum is also pasul. Ma balmum lo kidesh, av chutz l'mekomo lo kidesh. So therefore you should say, well, a balmum we know, the halacha is, that it's not mekadesh the lechem. Everyone agreed on that. So chutz l'mekomo also should not be mekadesh the lechem. That's Rabbi Yeshua's point of view within Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas. So basically they're arguing, if you have a case of chutz l'mekomo, they don't know what to compare it to. Should you compare it to balmum? That's Rabbi Yeshua's point of view. Or should you compare it to chutz l'zmano? That's Rabbi Eliezer's point of view. So obviously the next step is to say, well, what is the psul of chutz l'mekomo more similar to? Is it more similar to chutz zmano, in which case the lechem would become kadosh, or is it more similar to balmum, in which case the lechem would not become kadosh? So Amar la Rabbi Eliezer, ani dimisil luchutz lezmano, va'ata dimisil lebalmum. Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Shaw, okay, let's lay the groundwork here. I'm the one that compared chutz lemakomo to chutz lezmano. You compared it to balmum. Nir l'mi dome. Im dome l'chutz l'zmano, nidon einu m'chutz l'zmano. Im dome l'balmum, nidon einu m'balmum. Let's see what it has more in common with. If it has more in common with chutz l'zmano, Rabbi Eliezer says, then I'm right. And if it has more in common with balmum, then you are right. So hischel Rabbi Eliezer l'adon. So this is a very wordy Gemara. I mean, normally the Gemara wouldn't spend three lines going through that. We'd get it. So we'd just start with hischel Rabbi Eliezer l'adon. Rabbi Eliezer would say the following. Don psul machshava mi psul machshava ve'in don psul machshava mi psul aguf. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, I'm comparing chutz, a machsheves chutz l'mekomo to a machsheves chutz l'zmano. Both of those things have in common that they are only a psul in your mind. They are a psul of machshava, where you thought the wrong things. How could you compare it to balmum, which is a psul in the actual carbon? It's a physical psul, balmum. So how could you compare it to balmum? That has nothing to do with it. Chutz l'mekomo is much more similar to chutz l'zmano, says Rabbi Eliezer. Hiskel Rabbi Yeshua l'adam. So Rabbi Yeshua said, oh yeah? I think chutz l'mekomo is more in common with balmum. Namely, Dun in psul she'in bo kares mi psul she'in bo kares. That chutz l'mekomo is not a psul that carries with it a penalty of kares. Only pickle carries with it kares, and balmum also doesn't have kares. So therefore, chutz l'mekomo and balmum should be linked. V'aliyuchia chutz l'zmano psul she'ish bo kares. And don't bring me any rayas from chutz l'zmano, because chutz l'zmano is a psul that has kares. Va'od nidoneinu mishalol l'shmo she psul machshava ve'in bo kares. And plus, if you're so worried about the fact that it's that chutz l'mekomo is a psul machshava and balmum isn't, oh yeah, well look at another psul machshava that doesn't have kares. Lo lishmo is a psul machshava that doesn't have kares. So and what did we say about lo lishmo? So the way Rabbi Yehuda had taught the machlokas, so when it came to lo lishmo. Where was it that when it came to Lo Lishmo in the Braisa, where is it? Chutz l'mekomo on the top. So where was it? We had when it came to a situation of Lo Lishmo, certainly in the Mishnah when it said it came to a situation of Lo Lishmo, that we said that it's Lo Kiddush Alechem, the Lechem is not going to become Kadosh. So he says, if you want to give an example of something that's a psul in a machshava and it doesn't have an Isser Kares, you could look at Lo Lishmo, and the halacha by Lo Lishmo is that the Lechem doesn't become Kadosh. So even if Rabbi Eliezer, you're correct, that you need to learn psul machshava from psul machshava, so chutz l'mekomo needs to be learned out from something other than balmum. But who says to go learn it out from chutz l'zmano? Chutz l'zmano's got piggle. Learn it out from lo lishmo, and then you'll see again that I'm right. The lo kiddush. V'shasak Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer had nothing to say to that. He couldn't respond to that. So Rabbi Eliezer, in the end of the day, was schlugged up. Sfasemis and the Shlomo right that the Gemara's suggestion is a little bit difficult. The Gemara says, now you want to prove from chutz l'zmano where the lechem is going to become kadosh that chutz l'mekomo the lechem should become kadosh. So Rabbi Shua says, how could you say that, Rabbi Eliezer? Chutz l'zmano has kares. Chutz l'mekomo doesn't have kares. So the old Shlomo and the Sfasemis just point out that it's not that they're the same, that Rabbi Loz is trying to say chutz l'mekomo and chutz l'zmano are the same. L'chor it's a kal v'chomer. Chutz l'zmano is a bigger psul. You're right, it has kares. And that's exactly why chutz l'mekomo should be kiddush alechem. Because if even chutz l'zmano, which is an iser kares, it's a psul sheyesh bo kares, so it's a really bad psul, and still we're going to say that it's enough to be mekadesh alechem, so then for sure chutz l'mekomo, which isn't nearly as bad a psul, should for sure be mekadesh l'lechem. What kind of kash is this? The Rebbe was asking Rabbi Eliezer that you can't compare chutz l'mekomo to chutz l'zmano because chutz l'zmano is more serious. Rabbi Eliezer should respond, that's exactly my point. Yes, it's more serious, and therefore it should be a kal v'chomer. That if chutz l'zmano is enough to be mekadesh l'lechem, then for sure chutz l'mekomo should be enough to be mekadesh l'lechem. That's the kash of the Sfasemis and the Elah Shlomo raise. Okay, says Gemara Vayitiv, Rav Meir. So now going back to our version, by our version I mean the Mishnah Tosfos version and Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua, where the Machlokas was in a situation of shechting and finding that it's a bal mum. So Rabbi Meir, Maisha shechting nitzis treifat av psula kodem shchita, or Maisha shechting nitzis bal mum v'lavi psula kodem shchita. So why is it that you assume that if you shecht an animal and it turns out to be a treifa, that the psula is there the whole time, and therefore everybody agrees lo kidesh alechem? But if it turns out to be a bal mum, you say, oh, who knows if the psula was there the whole time, and therefore it's a machlokas with a kidesh alechem or not. What do you mean? If it's a bal mum, that was probably there the whole time also, and therefore it should be lo kidesh alechem. Answers the Gemara, now we're talking about a cataract in the eye, some sort of mum in the eye, and we're assuming like Rabbi Akiva Damarim Alu Lo Yardu, who says that if it goes up on the Mizbeach, it's not a full-fledged mum, that you would have to remove it from the Mizbeach. So that's the situation that we're talking about. That's why Rabbi Eliezer holds, when it comes to that kind of mum, that it's Kiddush, because it's not a real full-fledged bona fide mum. So since it's a mum over, it's not nicker, so that's not a real full-fledged mum, and therefore it's going to be enough to be mekadesh the lechem. And why would Rabbi Yeshua hold it's not mekadesh the lechem? Because Rabbi Yeshua, ki amar Rabbi Akiva im alu lo yerdu, v'psul du gufei. When does Rabbi Akiva say that it's an okay thing, it's not such a terrible mum? That's only in terms of should we make it puzzle. We say, okay, we're not going to make it completely puzzle, the animal itself completely puzzle, because for such a minor mum. Avalu kedushe lechem lo, but to allow a shchit of such an animal to be mekadesh the accompanying breads, then it needs to be a real bona fide, much stronger kind of karban. So if it has dokin shabayin, it's not that strong. It's strong enough, the fact that it only has dokin shabayin, that the mum is such a minor mum, to say that, alright, it's on the mizbeach, let this animal stay. But not strong enough to go and be mekadesh something else. That's the difference. Itmar, we have a statement of Amorayim, chatos sheshachta chutzuzmana, im also lo teirid, a carbon chatos that you shecht chutzuzmana with a machshav of chutzuzmana. If it's brought up in the Mizbeach, you don't bring it down, chutzul mekoma, but if it's a machshav of chutzul mekoma, rav amar teirid, rav amar lo teirid, then it's a machlokas whether you bring it down or not. Why? Rav k'rab Yoshua, v'rav k'rab Eliezer. Rav holds like Rabbi Yoshua, and Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer. V'hadbe rab l'gabi the Rava mi the Hadve Rabbi Eliezer l'gabi the Rabbi Shua. But then Rava changed his mind and agreed to Rava, just like Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind and agreed to Rabbi Yeshua. Again, this is going back to Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the Machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the situation of Chutz L'Makomo is where the way Rabbi Yehuda understood that, that's where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing. So too, Rabba and Rava argue in a situation of Chutz L'Makomo, just by a different carbon, by a carbon chatos, instead of by a carbon toda. But it's the same parallel machlokas, and therefore, just like Rabbi Eliezer admitted he was wrong, so over here too, Rabba admitted he was wrong. V'ikadamri, another say, no. Afagav da hadabay Rabbi Eliezer, v'gabay de Rabbi Shua, Rabbi l'gabay de Rava lo hadabay. Even though Rabbi Eliezer admitted that he was wrong, and he changed his mind in his machlokas with Rabbi Shua, Rabba did not necessarily change his mind in his machlokas with Rava. Why? Hasamu de kamalei nidoneinu mishalo l'shmo. Aval hachi yediantale mishalo l'shmo umol salo teired. Because over there, you could, what was the whole reason that Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer that he must be right? Is because even if you want to work within the world of machshava, so instead of learning chutz l'makoma from chutz l'zmano, learn chutz l'makoma from shalo l'shmo, and then you'll see that lo kidesh alechem. But over here, by the situation of the chatos, where you're discussing whether it should be teirid or not, so if you learn it from shalo l'shma, so by shalo l'shma also, im also lo teirid, halach would be im also lo teirid. So therefore, it would prove the opposite way. It would prove like Rabba, not like Rava. So the main raya that caused Rabbi Eliezer to be shosek only works in the carbon toda situation, where the nidon is whether the lechem becomes kadosh or not. But you're talking about a carbon chatos has nothing to do with being mekadesh lechem. There are no lachme chatos. The whole issue was imolso lo teired. So lo lishmo will not serve as a valid raya in that situation. Therefore, there's nothing to make Rabba back down from Rava. Okay, next mishnah is about the nesachim. So a little bit of background about nesachim. So anyone who brings a carbon minchas nedava, brings a mincha on his own, like an Ola, Shlamim, Toda, whether it's a Yachid who brings a carbon, or whether it's a Tzibra that brings their carbon, you bring together with it Minchas Nesachim. Whether it's a neder nidava, you bring minchas nesachim, you bring a carbon mincha of nesachim. But someone who brings a carbon chova, like a chatos or an asham, or carbon pesach, b'chor meiser, so then it doesn't have minchas nesachim that gets brought along with it. Now there are two possibilities of two different types of minchas nesachim that can be brought together with the zevach. One type is that the zevach is mekadesh the nesachim, meaning the shechita of the zevach is mekadesh the nesachim that go along with the zevach. And the second type is that the nesachim are miskadesh bifnei atzmam, that by putting the nesachim in a kli shares, they themselves become kadosh just by their placement in a kli shares. A lot of different chilukim between the nesachim that go with the zevach and the nesachim that are bab bifnei atzmam. For instance, the nesachim that come with the zevach together with an animal, you should be makriv them on the same. You need to be makriv them on the same day that you makriv the zevach. And if you if a night passed and they weren't brought in the same day, so it's a psolina. Just like the zevach would have a psolina, the nesachim that go along with the zevach are subject to the same psolina. As opposed to nesachim abam b'fnei atzmam, whenever you have nesachim that are brought on their own, you could bring them lachar asari yamim, mikan v'ad asari yamim. You could bring them for another 10 days later. Doesn't have to be brought that same day. You could be makriv them even at night. Another chiluk is that when it comes to the mitzvah shira that it says by the nisach hayayin of Karbanos Tzibur, nesachim that are ba with a zevach, that come together with a zevach, you say shira on it. Nesachim that are ba b'fnei atzmam, so the Gemara in Erechin is a suffix whether you say shira on it. So various chilukim between nesachim that come that are ba machmas a zevach, that are neskadesh al yidei the zevach, and nesachim that are neskadesh in a klisharis by themselves, independent of the zevach. So let's see the Mishnah now. Hanesachim shekidshu b'kli. So the Mishnah starts out by saying, let's talk about nesachim that become kadosh in a kli. I mean, the point is that it's a kli sharis that made them kadosh. And then v'nimtza zevach pasul, and then it turns out that the zevach that's supposed to be brought with it is pasul. So im yesh zevach acher yakrivu imo. V'imlav yivsulu belina. If there's another zevach, so be makriv that zevach with it. Otherwise, it will be pasul belina. So Amr Ziri, ein nesachim miskatchin ela b'shkita sazevach. So Ziri says nesachim become kadosh at the time of the shkita of the zevach. My time, or why? Where do you get that from? Amakra zevach nesachim. So tnan hanesachim shekitchu b'kliv nimtza zevach pasul im yesh zevach acher yikruvim avim lav yivsul belina. Now, what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said that if nesachim became kadosh in a kli, and then the zevach became pasul, so if there's another zevach to bring with it, good. Otherwise, it becomes pasul belina. My love the ifsul b'shchita. So what does it mean the zevach became pasul? Doesn't the zevach become pasul mean that that the zevach became pasul through shchita? And still we said that if there's no other carbon to be brought with it, it's pasul belina. So if that's the case, Rashi explains that the shchita of the zevach is mekadesh the nesachim. So why should these nesachim be pasul belina? They never became kadosh. There was a psul in the shchita, so the shchita never happened. If you hold that it's the shchita that's mekadesh, the nesachim, so then in our Mishnah we spoke about a case where you had nesachim and the shchita was invalid. So why should the nesachim become pasul belina? Those nesachim never became kadosh. They never had a proper shchita on the accompanying zevach. So if it's the shchita that's mekadesh, nothing should have ever become kadosh here. Says Marlo, the ifsul b'zrika. No, it had a valid shchita. Who said it didn't have valid shchita? The psul was in the zrika. Psul wasn't in the shchita. The psul was afterwards in the zrika. So k'man k'rabbi, we're assuming like Rabbi, damar shnei dvar ma'matirin malin zeh b'lo zeh, that if you have two things that are matir, like zrika and shchita, that are makadesh the carbon for its kedusha, so malin zeh b'lo zeh, they could work independently of each other, meaning the shchita can be makadesh without the zrika. So afilu tamer Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says, well, no, we could even be assuming not like Rabbi. We could even be assuming like Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon, who says ein malin zeh b'lo zeh, that the lechem is not kadosh until you do the shchita and the zrika, right? That you need all the matirin. Over here, we might be talking about a case where you did the kabbalah sadam in a kos, the nishbach, and it spilled out. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon suffered the kavasei davua, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like his father. Damar kolam elizro kazarik tami, and that's considered as if the zrika was done in terms of being mekadesh lechem. That if you had a shchita and you had a kabbalas adam bekos, where it's now ready for zrika, that's considered that you had a shchita and a zrika legabe being mekadesh the nesachim, not being mekadesh the nesachim. So the nesachim is kadosh. Yet you never actually got to do a zrika because the blood all spilled out. So since you never actually got to do a zrika, the nesachim are kadosh, but they're going to be pasul belina unless you're able to find a substitute animal to bring for a carbon. That's how he explains our mishnah. Amar mar. So we said in our mishnah, im yesh zevach acher yikrevu imo. If you have another zevach that you could bring with it, go and bring that zevach with it. V'amar Rav Chisda shemen shefrishu l'shum mincha zeh pasul l'shum mincha acheres. Rav Chisda teach us that if you have shemen that was designated for one carbon mincha, you're not allowed to use it for another carbon mincha. So how come over here you could take these nesachim that were designated for a certain animal, that animal turned out to not be good, and go and pair it up with another animal? Why is that okay? Am Rav Yanai leiv based in machsna alehim. It's a tnai based in that im hutzruchu hutzruchu v'im lav yuhu zavachacher. That when they're originally mekadesh the nesachim, they're mekadesh the nesachim with the understanding that if we're going to need these nesachim, good. Otherwise, they'll go for another karban. So, frankly, Gemara yihachi sheminami. So then we should say the same thing by shemin also. So, Gemara, no difference. Shemin gufa deminchuhu. Shemin is part of the actual karban. Over here, we're talking about nesachim that go along with the zevach, where the animal is the main karban, and the nesachim are sort of just tag along with it. But when the shemin by karban mincha is part of the actual karban, so frankly, Gemara v'listenale and denifkeluchulin. If we're going to make it tonight anyway, why make it Tanai, that if it can't be used for this carbon, we'll use it for a different carbon. Make a better Tanai. Make it Tanai that if it can't be used for this carbon, so it's not Kadosh. So then what of any Kadosh at all? So Gzeira Shamiyom Motzim Miklisharis Luchal. Now we're afraid if people see that happening, people see us taking Nesachim that were Kadosh and Miklisharis and not using them for Kadusha, they're going to think that things that there's no such thing as Kadosh and Miklisharis. They're not going to know the Din. So frankly, we're Hashanami Gzeira Shamiyom Nesachim Shafrishon Lashom Zavachzak Shayon Lashom Zavachacher. Yeah, but with the Tanai that we make, people will also misunderstand. They'll say, oh, you're allowed to take Nesachim from one carbon and put it on a different carbon. They're not going to know that there was a Tanai there. So, Hatani, Matisya ben Yehuda, going to say, Zevach Zavuach Bo'usasha. It must be a case where there was already a Zevach that was shechted at that point in time. And therefore, and therefore there's no concern that anyone's going to think that you could just bring it to a different carbon that's totally not there yet. So, Frekta Gemara sounds like, Avalein Zevach Zavuach Bo'usasha, Mai Nifsal Belina. That if there's no Zevach Zavuach at that point, so then it's going to become Pasal Belina. Adatani Seifa, so instead of the Seifa saying, if you can't find another animal, becomes Pasul Belina, the Seifa should have come up with an even better case. The Seifa should have been Mechalik Minei Ubei within the case we were working. It should have said, when can you pair up these Nesachim with something else? That's only if you already had a Zevach Zavuch Bos Hashah. But if you didn't have a Zevach Zavuch Bos Hashah, then it's going to become Pasul Belina. Why does it have to come to a whole different case of there's no other animal available to make a Pasul Belina? So says Gemara, no, that's exactly what the Mishnah meant. Hachnamika Amar, Bamed Varmamur Mishay Zevach Zavuach Bos Hashah. The case that the Mishnah is speaking about is where there was a Zevach Zavuach Bos Hashah. Aval Ein Zevach Zavuach Bos Hashah, but if there was not a Zevach Zavuach Bos Hashah, Nasa Kamisha Nifsal Belina, it's as if it's already Nifsal Belina, and therefore it's going to be Puzzle. So that's really, it's all built in to the Mishnah. So once we mention the idea of Lev Bezin Masalayan, says the Gemara, Umiyah say the Rabbi Shimon Lev Bezin Masalayan. Does Rabbi Shimon generally hold with this concept that Bezin makes a built-in Tanai to certain things? Vam Ravidi Baravan Amar Vam Ravam Rav Yitzchak Amar Biyochanan Tamidin Shlohutzchul Tzibur Liver Rabbi Shimon Ein Niftin Tamimim Liver Cham Niftin Tamimim. If you have a carbon tamid that ends up not being needed to be used as a carbon tamid for whatever reason, the Rishonim discuss how that happens, but you have an animal that was designated as a carbon tamid and ends up not needing to be used. What do you do with it? Can you just be poda it? So Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can't. Well, if you hold of Lev Bezin Masalim, that Bezin is able to make a built-in Tanai, why can't you just be poda it? Because after all, shouldn't Bezin make a built-in Tanai? So says Gemara, no, shiny hasam, dislu takanta bur'iyah. Basin could make a built-in tanai, but they didn't need to in that case. There's another way to get out of the problem over there. Namely, you could just have the animal graze and develop a mum, and then you wouldn't. The tanai would be unnecessary. The big discussion in the Rishonim, the Ritva discusses in Shavuos Daf Yud Aleph, is what the difference is between Lev Beis and Masna Alehem versus the concept of Breira. That if Huvar Adavul Mafre, meaning if you hold Ein Breira, that you're not going to rely on Breira to clarify matters retroactively, so can you hold of Lev Beis and Masna Alehem? It seems that even if you hold Ein Breira, which we hold under our Raisas, there's Ein Breira, we would still hold of Lev Beis and Masna Alehem. So the Ritva says, basic Chiddush, that the idea of Breira is that the is different than Lev Beis and Masna Aleihem, that the carbon that's Yisparu L'Besof, that you need, the carbon becomes Kadosh, the carbon that it turns out you won't need will not become Kadosh. It's because, the Ritva writes in Erevin actually, that the din of Breira is only a din when you have something that's Ra'ui to be Chal, and on one of two things, on item A or item B, like your mafresh two lugin of yayin for truma, but you don't know which of the two lugin is going to be chal shem truma, but it's going to be one or the other. So that's where you say breira. That's where breira kicks in. Is it going to be retroactively clarified to be A or B? But when it's an issue of whether it's going to become kadosh at all, whether there's going to be a chalos in the first place, that's not breira. That's not a breira issue. Over there, you need lev beis and masan lev. Let's see the Mishnah. Vlad todo tumurasa. The vlad of a carbon toda and the tumura of a carbon toda. The parish the hifrish toda va'avda the hifrish acheres tachteh. Or your mafresh a carbon toda and then it got lost and you mafresh another carbon toda in its place. Ein atun lechem does not require lechem. Meaning that carbon no longer needs lechem. Shnemar v'hikrav al zevach hatoda. Hatoda tun lechem v'lo vlad v'lo chiluf v'lo tumurasa tun lechem. Only the ikar carbon toda requires lechem. Not its child, not its chilufim, and not its tamura. None of that requires lechem. Tan Rabbanan Mahu Omer Toda Yakriv. What does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says Toda Yakriv? So it means as follows: Minayin the mafresh todaso va'av the vifresh acheres tachtel v'nimtzis harishona v'hareish te'enomdos. How do I know that if you were mafresh carbon toda, then you lost it, then you were mafresh another one in its place, then you found the first one, so now you got two carbon todas? Minayin sheizem etchigirs the Yakriv v'lachmiima. How do I know that you could be makriv whichever one you want with the lechem? Tamal Omer Hatoda Yakriv. That's where the pasuk comes in. Hatoda Yakriv. Yachol shetei shniyah tuna lechem. I might think then that the second one should also require lach metoda. Tamal omer yakrivenu echad v'lo shnayim. That lechem only goes with one of them and not with both of them. Acha shariba akasuv miyet minayim l'rabos vlados v'chalifos t'murus l'akrava. So once with the Torah gives us a ribuy and it gives us a miyot, how do I know that you're supposed to even be makriv the vlados and the chalifos and the t'murus? I mean, we're saying it doesn't need lechem. How do I know to even be makriv it? Tamalomar im al toda yachlu yutunas lechem. Okay, so from im al toda, I would think that once you're being makriv it, bring it with the lechem. How do I know it doesn't need lechem? Tamalomar v'hikriv al zevach hatoda. Toda tuna lechem. We learn from there that only the toda itself needs lechem. V'lo vada, v'lo chilufa, v'lo tumurasa tuna lechem. The vlad, the chiluf, and the tumura all do not require lechem. That is the end of that conversation. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't have a two dots there, but there should be. So we'll stop there.